to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage.
That is just a fact at this point. This is your favorite podcast.
This is your favorite podcast, and you didn't know it till now.
Or you've always known.
Or you've always known.
I think we're like almost like 20 episodes deep, by the way.
Honestly, like 120.
It feels like we've been doing a podcast forever.
It does.
Like it does, and we've only done like 20 episodes.
Which is pretty exciting.
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
Iconic, if you will.
Okay, guys. We want to start with trivia.
We thought it'd be really fun. We want to start with trivia because we're double filming today, and we don't have like a what happened this week because we already did that.
We told you that last
week.
We don't have that much stuff that happened.
No, literally we don't. So now we're like, okay, let's start off with trivia for all of us together.
Okay, guys. So Ty is going to ask us a trivia question. We're going to write down our answer on the whiteboard. And of course, we'll announce our answer. But just so there's no cheating or changing of answers, we're writing our answers down. Because Manny cheats a lot.
Staring right into my soul on that one.
I was.
All right, guys. Let's make this interesting. I need a punishment for the loser.
I want a punishment. You have to stick your finger in the candle.
I was looking at it and I was like, you have to drink the candle wax.
Wait.
Okay, let's do that. Let's stick our finger in the candle wax.
Okay, deal.
It's like hot. It's not fun.
Ty, do you have another punishment?
No.
I'll drink Perrier.
How's that a punishment?
I'm like, you will not drink Perrier.
Tyler, why don't you think of a punishment?
Yeah, I'll think of one while we do go this,
because I'm trying to think of one as well.
Just like, I want you to eat the filming room.
So you have to shave an eyebrow off.
Okay, no, this isn't that serious.
Do you want podcast views?
I want it to be something edible so Laura like doesn't like it.
You know, I'll gag
if I win.
All right, why don't you guys keep a tally and then we're gonna I'll figure out by the end of this.
You're going
podcast.
To hit him with a tally.
Pick up a tally.
I don't know the fucking word. You're going to hit him with a tally.
Okay, so I'll think of a punishment by the end of the podcast. So you guys,
I'm scared.
Whoever loses better be scared.
Okay.
Tyler, like what?
Maybe you have to confess or tell something.
Ooh, yeah. See? You have to make it more intense for Laura if she loses.
No, why would you do that? You don't even like Manny. I'm just kidding. Manny. I have to say I'm kidding. Or people are like, wow, I didn't know that.
That's sick. Okay.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Are we ready?
We are ready for the trivia.
Ready for question number one?
Triviana.
Okay, we're ready.
I'm scared.
All right, so this is like pop culture trivia.
Ooh.
savvy.
Shit, Laura's gonna win.
All right, question number one. What song was used as the intro theme song for MTV's Laguna Beach? I need the name of the song and who.
I never watched Laguna
sung it.
Fucking Beach.
I had
bro.
To think. I had to think.
I never watched
I
Laguna Beach.
I will. The acceptable answer will be to sing it.
Okay.
Tyler. Okay. Wait. Okay. Actually, Deal. I can't. I
wait.
Literally...
Try to name it first, though.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Fuck. I keep thinking about the Friends soundtrack. Son of a bitch.
I'm ready.
I'm not ready. I don't have anything, you guys. I'm literally a fucking flop.
That's ridiculous.
My answer is X.
Wow.
Let the rain fall down.
Wash
away.
Let it wash away my sanity. Cause I wanna feel the thunder. I wanna scream.
Let the rain fall down.
All right, Laura, who sung it? What's the name?
Wait, I know. Okay, if I know who sang it, do I get a half point?
You already lost, sir.
Tyler, I know who sang it.
By the way, he put an X.
I know the name.
I told him the song. So
I know. What's the song called?
What'd you write down?
She didn't write anything down.
Because you said an acceptable answer would
I
be
said
to sing
try.
It.
Oh.
But you have to know the song title and
you
artist.
Don't.
Give me
you
the
don't.
Artist. Give me the artist.
I know both song title now and artist.
Do you really?
Yep.
What is it?
I'm writing down. Hold on.
You're not getting any points because I gave you the song. You're not getting any points, so you might as well just.
I'm writing it down.
You'll get a moral victory.
Hillary Duff.
Yes.
Oh,
coming
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, you got it, Manny. Good
Thank
job.
You.
He did not Thank get you. It. He wouldn't even know the song. That was the song if it wasn't for. Do you see how they do, Manny?
Thank you so much. That's
Manny
what I
gets
thought.
10 points.
It's called cheating.
10 points for Gryffindor.
I say neither of us get a point.
Neither of us get it.
Even though I knew the song.
I
even
said though I knew acceptable the title was to sing it and you sung it.
Okay,
so Laura
right.
gets a point.
Laura.
Fuck. Okay, sorry, I'm putting Manny. Laura one.
One. Manny, I'm going to go ahead and put zero.
Okay, right. You don't have to actually add anything.
All right, me. Ready? So
yes.
That'll be, well, all right. So question number two.
Wow.
What is Lady Gaga's real name?
I looked this.
Laura. Whoa! Did she just cheat?
Laura.
Tyler, did
I
she just
see
cheat?
You on the camera.
Tyler, she fucking cheated, didn't she?
She
She's
tried,
not getting a
man.
Point. Okay.
She tried.
I'm putting the answer as Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Do you have, what's her last name?
I think you could get a point for that.
I don't actually know her last name.
Okay, Laura, did you cheat?
I
or did you,
cheat. I cheated. Okay. I wasn't going to take the point.
Wow, dude.
Manny, I'll give you the point. Her name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanta.
Italian.
I probably
so you wanted me to
last name.
Every single one to get a point. That was the original. Yep. I got Stephanie,
no,
so that's all I get.
You get
point.
A quarter.
See,
of a point.
I didn't know the name of the song, so I knew the words.
That's true. You knew the words. I knew the name and artist. Let's don't forget artist.
Oh, you're not getting points for that.
Right. Like, no, 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 no.
Next question: how many grandchildren does Kris Jenner have?
Fuck me.
I don't know how to do math.
I can't either, dude.
Well, we're not counting Kylie's pregnant baby.
That's okay, so we're not counting
we're
that
not
one.
Gonna count that
okay,
one because it's not born yet.
I'm gonna go
don't
with...
say out loud. Don't say
no,
out
no,
loud.
No, I know. I'm just this is my guess. Ew, that's the worst writing ever. Let me really solidify. Okay, you ready? Are you ready to reveal? Shit.
Well
no, fuck.
I'm gonna I'm say racing. Not step well, yeah, she's not married anymore to so. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, reveal.
10.
Oh my God, you guys got it right.
What?
So we each get a point. So we're tied.
We're tied.
Two.
Good job, guys.
Okay, honestly, that was kind of iconic of us.
Yeah.
It really
low key.
Was.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to put 9, and then I remembered Chloe.
Yeah.
Or Chloe, I'm sorry for
Little
that.
Miss True.
All right, next question.
These are fun questions.
I'm missing my, hold on.
What are you doing, Manny?
I'm missing my eraser.
You're panicking your voice.
I'm missing my eraser.
It's right here. It's right here.
Use your
mine's
sleeve.
Really, mine's really weak. My sleeve?
Yeah.
This is a $130 sweater.
Wow,
spit on the
wealthy.
Board and
just...
All right.
Spit
who,
on it.
Who is the godmother of Miley Cyrus?
I know.
Wow.
Wait.
I do know.
I do know it too.
She's my soul sister. I'll give you that hint.
Okay. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
You guys both got it?
Yeah.
What?
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wait, here
ding,
we go.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, my God.
I have to find Tyler, the right
to
one.
You have to do the sounds for us. I forget about that.
Please. Who is add more.
Oh, sorry.
No, go.
I don't like that one. Yeah. I was supposed to be reading that in my head.
One. Why is trivia so fun to me? I don't know why. I hope you guys are playing along with us because this is so fun to me.
I know.
What one-hit wonder released the 1997 hit song Barbie Girl?
I know.
Wait. Wow. I don't think I know this one. Okay, I'm just gonna write a thing down. One.
Are you ready, Laura?
Yeah.
Two, three.
Reveal.
ABBA.
Aqua Team?
Aqua is what it was. I'll give it to Laura.
Yes. Fuck! Aqua.
I couldn't remember who
I'm
was.
I'm a Barbie girl. And I had their poster on my wall, which probably helped.
That helped you tremendously. Mm-hmm. It's not fair.
It is fair. You're too competitive.
What's the score? Fair.
4-3. Laura's winning.
Ooh, she just has it. Laura's winning at the end, didn't she? Let's do.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
10.
No, that's too many.
We
eight.
Can do it.
No, Manny's trying to win.
No!
Do five. Do five. Do six.
Five is there no way.
Six.
First to five, so seven. Laura gets
seven.
One more.
Seven, yeah. Seven, seven, seven. We're
first,
just seven.
Six. First to seven.
We'll do six.
No,
seven.
Six is an un.
It's un. It's not. It's odd.
But even. I'm going to win, so we'll be fine.
It's gonna
be
no!
Odd number, Laura.
That's okay, the odd.
Seven.
First to seven.
All right, I'm
fuck,
down.
Fuck.
All right, which Jersey Shore star served 8 months in prison for tax evasion?
Ooh. I'm trying to think of his name.
You can do nickname.
Tyler, you're not supposed to give hints.
Wait.
What? No, they all
my
have
gosh.
Nicknames on the show.
Okay, I'm putting the nickname. Ready? I know it now, I think. Situation.
Mike, the situation.
Yep.
Mike.
Woo! I didn't know his name was Mike. So I'm so glad
well,
about
Tyler
situation.
Well, Tyler is giving hints.
He's not.
Yes, he
they
fucking is
because
he doesn't want me to win ever.
No.
What the hell?
It's because I kept thinking about Pauly D's fucking ass.
Okay.
I knew situation.
Ready. Holy day. Oh, sorry.
What fictional newspaper does Carrie Bradshaw write a column for in Sex and the City?
Fuck.
I would not know that. I watch Sex and the City, but I'm not an avid fan. And I also don't watch the new show. I haven't watched the new one either.
No, I haven't
What's
watched
it
any
called?
Of it.
Just Like That?
Yeah, Just Like That.
I haven't watched it.
And Just
it.
Like That.
Guys, comment how that's... like.
Do you guys like it?
Do you like it? Because I just haven't heard.
I've actually heard both. I've heard people fucking
I have...
It.
Well,
I've heard people fucking love it.
Yeah. Everybody's calling Carrie the villain in Sex
You're
and
lying.
City,
I actually didn't
see
that
they're going
yet.
Back and finding clips where they're like, y'all realize Carrie was the villain. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
What?
Okay, I'm trying to think Sorry. Of the paper.
I don't know.
So
I'm
going to
put
writing.
Manny. I'm going to put X.
There we go. I just put the daily.
The daily.
Hang on, I scrolled past it. The New York Star. You guys are both wrong.
I would have never guessed that.
That.
Not even close for me.
Oh, I got it.
Oh my God. That was good, Tyler.
That was so good.
All right.
Fuck, that was a
next
hard one.
Question. What's the score? 5-4?
5-4.
Laura's winning?
Yes.
Ooh. You better get on your shit, Manny.
I know. I only have 20.
All right, next question. What is Britney Spears' biggest hit song of her career?
I don't actually know.
I'm just writing this down.
Same. Oh my gosh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, one, two, three.
Hit me, baby.
I put Toxic.
Laura got it.
Yeet. Y'all hear that music? Y'all hear that music? Do you guys want to hear the gag? Do you guys want to hear the fucking gag?
We don't want to hear your excuse for why you got it wrong.
No.
Don't do it.
I literally was going to put Hit Me Baby one more time, but I'm like, no, there's no way.
That's a lie.
I told you, Laura, I would never say that. Something. I never would say that if I wasn't actually going to put that down, but I swear, I should have listened to my gut. My stupid ass gut.
Are you nervous?
I'm devastated.
We don't even know your punishment.
I know. I'm still devastated.
Are you regretting
just idea
us coming
of loss.
Up with the punishment
yeah, yeah.
now?
Just the idea of the loss is
you
really
You could come back here. I'm only two out.
You're one away from winning.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah so happily. And if someone, the next person, they write it down first and get it right, they get the point.
No, that's
even
not true.
They,
he's changing
both,
the rules
even
since
if
he's
they
losing.
Both
that's
right.
what competitive people do.
Even if they both get it right, whoever writes it down first.
Nope.
We should have a buzzer.
That's not how it works.
Okay, Tyler, we're ready for the next one.
1 second. Trying to find a good one.
Oh, so we're just filling the space.
Yes, you
we're
are.
We're just filling
he's
the space
about
for
to
you.
Find a nasty
let's see if you guys know this
I need a hard one.
Oh, it's going to be hard.
This one's kind of hard.
Okay.
Who was originally cast as the voice of Shrek before Michael Myers was eventually given the role?
Nar.
I'm going to put an X.
I'm going to put X as well because that is a hard no for me.
I'll give you guys a hint. He died maybe he had this role cast before he died. Because it said it was eventually given to Michael Myers, Mike Myers.
So. Okay, okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to write one down just to have. And I'm just going to have it.
Lauren, do you want to write
it? I have no answers.
I put Rob Williams.
Robin Williams,
yeah.
It was Chris Farley.
Oh, I did know that.
That would have been a weird movie.
That would have been weird.
Mm.
I don't know. I could see Chris Farley for sure.
I think he'd have been a great job.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And Rob Williams.
It would
have
been a way different movie than
And Rob Williams. And Rob Williams.
All right. Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What former Nickelodeon star is also the longest running member of the SNL cast?
Okay. You can't put an SNL question in there when you guys are SNL's literally biggest fans.
You can. That's what competitive people say sometimes when they're losing.
I have a Make Dancing a guess. With the Stars, you know, if you want to do that one instead.
No, we'll do that one next because we still have to have another one.
I put Keenan.
It's Keenan.
You guys both got it.
Then I won.
Are you sure she has to win?
Yes. Do you see Manny? Are you sure I have to win? Do you see what competitive breath? Are you sure I have to win?
But when I get it right too, maybe
then you got a point. No, you got, okay, then we have to erase all the points that we both got right.
No, you got, no, look.
Which means what?
7-5. Laura won fair and square. Mother of pearl. We should have just gone to 10.
I'm a winner.
Why is that literally British?
I am a winner.
Wow, Laura. She's a winner.
A star.
Laura's a fucking winner. Son of a bitch.
What's Manny's punishment? He said we need
to think about it.
Okay, think about it through the podcast.
Think about it. And at the end of the podcast, he's going to have to spill something.
Spill what?
Some beans.
Oh, beans. Yeah. I'll spill some tea.
Ty will come up with something.
I'm like heat overheating.
It could be a physical act as well. We'll see.
A physical act?
Oh, I would like to more so see a physical act.
I don't think that we would like to see a physical act.
For all of our viewers on YouTube.
Can we make him do the,
but we have audio listeners as well.
Ty, what's the dance? What's the dance?
We hear the grunts.
I'm grunting all the time. I don't know about that vibes because like we have listeners and we have to respect them.
I think we should make him do Ty, what's the dance where you skip backwards?
Oh my god,
what is that?
I can't do that dance.
That's
dude.
Why you're gonna do it.
Wait, what's it called? Not the Dougie.
No.
It's the You're a Jerk.
You're a Jerk.
Yeah. You're a Jerk.
You're a Jerk.
I think it's just called the Jerk.
Yeah, it is.
The Jerk.
It's the Jerk. So Manny has to do the Jerk. Don't I haven't shaped my legs in forever.
I want to pull that one little one.
No.
I'm pulling it.
No.
You guys, I lost.
He has to do the Jerk or you can spill something.
Okay, fine. Deal.
We'll give you options. Fuck.
Okay. Well, you guys like aren't going to be able to see it because like there's just like
I can
no space.
Describe what's going on.
We can move couches, buddy.
No, we can't.
We can.
So situated here.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama. Yes. And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And we're back.
We're back here on Fool Coverage.
Your favorite fucking podcast.
In the world.
Okay, guys, so our main topic for today's episode, and we thought it'd be kind of fun to just do a little like deep dive, not even a deep dive, but just like a conversation about what's happened to the beauty community.
Where is she?
Where did she go?
I can't find her.
Where is the beauty community?
Where's she at? So we're just gonna talk about that. Beauty community's changed a lot. It has dimmed down a lot.
I feel like that too. I feel like a lot of people have pivoted.
I'm a forefront pivoter. And a lot's changed. So we're just gonna like talk about it and go through the journey of the beauty community. Yeah.
I feel like the beauty community started, obviously, like it's been around forever, but like on YouTube, because like we're talking about specifically YouTube because we are YouTubers. But I feel like it really boomed when it first started. When YouTube first started, it was like Michelle Phan.
Oh yeah.
And like who else like was like
Carly Bible, Candy Johnson.
Yes, like Nicole Guerrero
was on very early on. Nicole Guerrero.
Yes, you're right. And like they were doing
early on. Like she was on way before me and I was
all of them are icons.
Yeah.
And I love literally every single one of them.
Still icons, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm still obsessed with all of them.
Yeah.
But I remember it started there and it started off with literally just basically beauty tutorials. Like that's like people were literally just trying to learn how to do makeup online. That's what it was because everyone was going into stores getting their makeup done or just doing makeup themselves. Like they didn't really know as much. And I feel like now, like way a decade later, more, like everyone kind of like a lot of people more know now. Like they're not watching like tutorials as much.
No.
But that's how it grew. I feel like that's like where it really started.
Beauty community started with the regular makeup tutorials, I'll say. And it was a pretty niche group of people.
Do you remember when you did hair things? Those like 30 hairstyles from back to school.
And they would get like 15 million views.
That literally popped up on my feed the other day. Remember I sent you? Not the other day. It was like a couple months ago. But I was like, Laura, this is like crazy how old this is.
Those videos were like getting millions of views because there really wasn't anything out there like it. And people were learning how to do makeup, learning how to do this more heavier beat, which became very popular.
Oh yeah.
And it went on for years and years and the beauty community really exploded. It exploded with the amount of people that were a part of it. Like it got really big.
Like the year.
I think 2016.
I was gonna say 2062.
2016 was the year.
I was literally gonna say 2016.
That was the year for a beauty influencer. It was the year to be a beauty influencer. If you want to be a beauty influencer, still be it.
Of course.
I'm just saying that's really the year it exploded.
It was like the balloon popped, babes.
The balloon popped.
It was crazy. And like, I feel like nowadays, like if you try to become a beauty guru now on YouTube, starting now, how?
I feel like it would be immensely harder to do that genre now compared to a lot of the other genres that are out there. I do.
I completely agree. I feel like there's so much like competition. There's so much content. There's so much everything out there that it's like people, I feel like, aren't really.
Here's the crazy thing. There's so much beauty content still going out and less viewers watching.
Yes. Hella beauty content actually all the time, but no one's watching as much. Like it's not as watched as it used to be.
Yeah.
Bro, my videos, I would get like 5 million views on some of these videos for just like doing like really basic things, like doing a foundation review. Yeah. And my most viewed video is a foam foundation review.
Oh my God.
Like literally.
That's ridiculous. I hope you got royalties for off the foundation.
I sure did. I sure imagine. Good. It had like 6 million views on it or something like that. Like something crazy for a foundation review. So it was something like, I was like, what? And I feel like that doesn't happen nowadays. Like you do not see explosions like that in the videos on YouTube. I see it on TikTok.
But not in beauty.
But not in beauty.
You see in other genres, but you don't see it in beauty. And it's because we've like seen it all kind of. I think a lot of that has to do with it. Like we've kind of seen it all. We've all seen the wacky product. We've seen a million tutorials. We know every way possible to do our makeup. Mm-hmm. And of course, some are still learning and some people are still enjoying that content. But what calming. I'm talking about is for the mass audience, the mass of people on YouTube used to cater to that stuff. Mm-hmm. And some still are, but that is no longer the masses.
I swear for a moment, I feel like the beauty community was like the biggest YouTube community.
They were the biggest like, YouTube community for sure.
And it was like 2016 times. Uh-huh. Like, it was like in those times, like everyone in the beauty space was getting millions and millions and millions of views. Yeah. And it was exploding. And everyone was watching that content. Part of me thinks I'm like, is it because of like drama in the space that like came in?
I think drama crushed that, like, some of it.
Helped crush some of it.
I do. I think drama crushed some of
because people got over it.
What the hype was in the community. Well, I will say, I think our community also had more drama channels than any other community.
Oh, for fuck. Honey. Still does.
Does it?
I think
I will say this.
Yeah, for sure.
In 2018, we went through a drama.
Right.
2019, I made the decision to step away from beauty.
Yes.
I think by the end of 2019, I had done a Q&A and said, guys, I'm switching my content. I'm not going to be doing beauty anymore. I'll post my like
here and there,
yeah. But my content will officially be lifestyle. I'm stepping away. And, you know, I will say I did see beauty trending downwards.
Yes.
I saw it early on. And not only that, though, like after I'd been through what I had been through, I was ready to like restart my life online.
Yeah.
You know, so like a reset and that played a part in it too. Mm-hmm. So it was like those two things. So that's why it's
like, I think like drama has something to do with it a little bit. Like I think a lot of times when drama, like let's say blew up, I feel like a lot of the drama that blew up was in the beauty space. And it became like this, like, oh, the beauty community is fucking wild and crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And it turned into that. Oh, and it turned almost like a show. Uh-huh. Where it's like, oh, look, the beauty community is so wild.
Well, also think about this, though. I mean, like, there was more opportunity for drama because other genres online did not have brand trips, did not have multiple events every single week, did not hang out with each other as much as we hung out. Sure, there were clicks, but not like in beauty.
No,
like,
right.
No so other genre in. Had all those things. And that is part of what blew it up. But it's also what caused our industry to have as much drama as it did compared to other industries.
Yeah.
Because those people didn't even like fuck with one another even remotely as much as we do. And obviously you put a bunch of young, powerful influencers who have a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of followers together. It's a recipe for disaster at some aspect. Is. And none of us are like, we're older and none of us were like so mature. You know, everybody was young like, and figuring it out because we all were like pioneering social media. Like it had been done before, but it was still so new and early on.
It was fresh.
It was fresh.
It was very fresh. I completely agree with you. And I think that.
So it was fascinating.
And the thing is also, I think this is also my personal opinion is that I think that a lot of times people were creating beauty content and they were so pristine and proper.
Yeah.
Online. And they gave this like very like cookie cutter vibe of like what beauty was. And so when they would see people like get into drama, it's like, oh my God,
they
like,
would
you're the cookie cutter bitch.
They
like, what do you mean? Like, how are you going to be in drama now? Oh my God,
this bitch did this.
Yes. It became like this almost like spectacle because a lot of people didn't expect that of like the most beautiful people, quote unquote.
Doing lifestyle content for as long as I've done it now, because I've been doing it for a few years.
Yes.
I will say lifestyle is so much less aggressive than beauty. Mm-hmm. Even the comments, the video, everything is like toned down. It's so much kinder. It's nicer. People behave better chill. In the comments. Beauty, it's like the knives are out, which is horrible.
I don't get it though.
Because
I don't
it's know supposed how to be facilitated beauty.
That. Yeah. It's like, how is it that the beauty community is like the ugliest?
Yeah.
In a weird way. Yeah. You know, it becomes like this like really weird thing and it's, I don't know how it got there. Like,
I've never
I really don't
seen
know how it's got here.
Brands be attacked more in any other industry.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think a lot of brands were doing what the beauty brands were doing.
That's true.
They definitely weren't doing the brand trips. They weren't doing those events all the time. Like, it definitely was like, almost like the brands were thrown into people's faces. Yeah. And then it became this like thing.
Like a spectacle.
It became a spectacle. And I feel like it's gotten to this point where it doesn't really feel as much like a community, if you will.
So me and May were talking before, and we were saying that, you know, the beauty community was starting to come to a head in 2020, and then quarantine happened.
Yes.
All the brand trips stopped, all the hanging out genuinely events. Stopped. Guys, people were not hanging out behind the scenes in beauty. Other industries, they were, like the vloggers and stuff and TikTokers.
Partying with NDAs, baby. There were parties with NDAs. Like, let's be real.
Girl, goodbye. If I need a Sunday NDA, I probably don't need to be there.
Exactly. No, but those are people that not show that you're at a party during COVID.
All that went on, but beauty really like settled down and like didn't.
They halted.
It kind of like put a halt on the drama in the beauty space. And I feel like that is when TikTokers started picking up on the drama and beauty people. It finally fizzled out. But at the same time, so did all the like eyes on us, because we weren't partying. We weren't brand tripping. We weren't going to events every week. We weren't genuinely hanging out with each other ever. And so it was just a different time. And I don't want to say it's a good thing, but
it's just like a different time. Like,
it ain't a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Like, I feel like I don't even do only beauty videos anymore like I used to. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm trying to even
You're beginning
be more,
your pivot.
I'm beginning the pivot a little bit. I'm just always saying beauty because that's just like who I am.
That's what you genuinely
love. That's what
love.
I love. And like, I have a beauty brand. Like, I'm obsessed with being able to create
beauty. Even without the beauty brand, I genuinely think.
I think so too. I think I would still do it. It's a passion of yours. I love talking about makeup. I love talking about beauty. But I think for me, it's not even like just about that too. It's like I have other facets of my life. I would like to show.
Of course.
And I think for a long time, I literally was just kind of like doing my thing with beauty and like loving it and having fun with it. But I also like, I recently did like a kind of like a going shopping because I had to buy a New Year's Eve outfit. And I was like, might as well film this. I never thought that before, ever.
Yeah.
I've never been the type of person who was like, let me vlog going. I had a vlog channel for a little bit, but it wasn't like anything that I was like really honed in on. But I was like, let me just like kind of like vlog the experience. Like, why? Might as well, because it's content. I didn't have anything to film at the time. So I was like, might as well just like kind of film this. And honestly, I had more fun filming it than like my sit down ones.
It's like nice to film different content and get inspired.
It felt like fun. I enjoyed like getting to go out, vlogging the experience, kind of like talking about it, like why I was buying this, sitting down, showing what I was buying. Because we did a video with this. I said in my video that we had went like shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And then like I was like, you had vlogged it. And I remember having so much fun with it. I was like, why can't I do this?
Yeah.
Like, why can't I have fun with this too? Like, why can't I experiment and have other fun? And like, it's not just about like the beauty community specifically. Right. Doing makeup reviews all the time.
I think if you're in beauty, my advice to you is do what you love. But it just because you're in beauty, it does not mean every piece of content you put out has to be beauty driven.
Absolutely. And like also like I feel like my TikToks are different than beauty. I tend to not be as beauty driven on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And I've almost used TikTok as my platform for like funny, quirky, like kind of chill content that I have fun and giggle with and like doing trends and stuff like that. And that content I enjoy doing. Like I started making those into my reels.
Yeah.
Like I barely post like makeup selfies anymore. Like I feel like those are so much more fun. And I don't know if it's part of me is also thinking like because the beauty community in general, I feel like there's not a sense of community in, of course, like the macro scale as like bigger influencers. Obviously, I'm not a micro influencer. You're not a micro influencer. I can't speak on that community because I'm sure that community is thriving. I have a lot of friends who are micro influencers who are just dope as fuck and they have a great community. But I haven't been in that. I've been doing it for so freaking long that that's not what it is for me.
Yeah.
So it's just a different experience. I'm just experiencing something different at the time. And I don't feel like there's like this huge sense of like hella community in the beauty community.
Part of me thinks that, well, my audience too, like feedback, like I am actually more talented at lifestyle content than I am at beauty content.
You're very talented.
You're very sweet. Lifestyle. Thank you. Like, because I've been posting, obviously for a while now, but I've been posting, you know, different lifestyle reels and things like that. And the feedback has been like, where have these reels been for the past 8 years?
Right,
like,
I don't know.
I just was under the assumption that I was beauty and that had to be beauty only.
And the only vertical it could be.
That's why I say, like, if you're in beauty, like, and you want to post something else, then post something else. Because your audience, I think, really will appreciate it.
I agree. I actually just posted a photo recently. It was, like, me without wearing any makeup at all. And it was just, like, me with a black button up on just smiling with, like, a self-tanner. And I got a lot of likes on it in comparison to, like, what I post, like, my beauty stuff.
I have been getting
And I'm like, what?
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
I have been getting more into like the food. I've been enjoying making drinks and like cooking different meals and sharing recipes of fun foods that I have been eating on my Instagram more and being a foodie on there. And I've also enjoyed posting a lot of reels of, you know, fashion and a lot of reels of home decor and organizing my home, just all around lifestyle content. But this year I want to focus in a little more and play with food a little more on my Instagram. Yeah. I'm not. And I was talking to Daniel Prada about this because, you know, we love him. And
100%.
We babe. Always talk.
Our babes. Our babes.
Hi, babes. If you're watching.
If you're listening.
Someone sent this to Daniel. Say they talk about you.
Yeah.
Or else he won't watch. I'm just kidding. But, I was like, you know, talking about my food content. And he was like, you know what? I love watching your food content because it's attainable. Like, it's not like the craziest fucking fanciest shit you've ever seen. You're like, wow, that's beautiful. But what the fuck was that? Totally. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that content. But he was like, your content, it's fun. And I feel like I can make it. It's pretty attainable. So
I love that. Made me that's happy. Like such a great way of like seeing it, too, because it's like. Not something astronomical. Like, it's like a fun, like, doing like a cheese board, a fun cheese board that like looks gorgeous, or like a candy board.
I did a candy board. You know,
those were really, really fun. I love those videos.
Yeah.
I loved when you did those reels. I was obsessed with them. So I think that it's like, you almost like, when you start to get into one kind of community, I feel like sometimes you start to feel like a little pigeonholed.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're almost like in the thing. And it's like, you had all these other passions that you like were wanting to express, didn't really do it. And now you are, and it's so much more fun. And you get to like actually express yourself in home decor, organization, cooking,
fashion.
Like there's so many other things you're able to do. I feel
like I'm so inspired right now and have been towards the end of last year. And now I'm very inspired and excited to make content, whereas whenever I was strictly beauty or trying to find my way out and figure out what's next, I was feeling a little stuck and a little stressed, just like, I don't know what's gonna work. And I will say my audience has just been a godsend and just so encouraging and like has promoted the shit out of and loved the shit out of my lifestyle content, supported it. Which again makes me even more excited because I'm like, oh my god, they loved it. Okay,
I'm gonna do more of it. Like, and it's because you like enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
because sometimes for me, like, I get so stressed about like beauty content that I'm like, I don't know what to film, dude. I'll get like stuck in this rut where I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna film. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And like, I'll get like honed in, and like even like I'd have nothing to film. That's why I even filmed like the shop with me for like my New Year's Eve stuff. So I was like, I have nothing else I want to film right now, and I want to film this. So I didn't, I might not have performed as good on my channel, but it's at least like, I had
content.
Fun doing it.
It's like,
and
it's new content.
True. And it's like, but I actually had fun doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, there's something to that, you know? Like, there I enjoyed what I did in that moment. Not that I'm saying I don't enjoy beauty content. I do. I'll always love it. But when you do like something a little bit different, it's just like you feel inspired in some way.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to try, new things too. You've been doing new things for like, years now. Yeah, you've been doing lifestyle for years. And I'm not saying I'm gonna pivot all my content, but like, I wanna like.
You're gonna mingle it.
I'm gonna mingle. I'm gonna dip a toe.
You're gonna dip a toe. Mingle. I recommend that for everyone, you know?
I know. I feel like you're always the most encouraging with that stuff all the time.
I tell all my beauty girls.
Yeah, you're like, bitch, Do you?
I always. I'm like, I would love to see like your outfits. I would love to see your home decor. I would love to see you clean or make how you make your bed or what's the favorite things in your home. Like, I would love to see those things. Like, you should post it. Or I just see like my friends in the industry talk so highly about this. I'm like, then why don't you talk about it on your channel?
Or do it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, make a video about it. You're not just here for a makeup tutorial. Like, if you love this so much, you love doing this and you're all about it, then talk about it. Like make it a part of your content.
I completely agree. And that way
you enjoy your content, because the burnout is real.
Baby, when you've been doing it as long as we have.
It sucks too to burn out on a passion, because passions are hard to find. They're hard to come by. And whenever you find them, it's so special and you're lit on fire. And to burn out on something you love, it's almost like taking something you finally found that's so precious and running it into the ground until you hate it. So it's like so important to not burn out. And part of doing that is like filming different content.
Totally. And like, even with me, like I was so, and I still am obviously, but it's not the same. Like when I was doing makeup for fun and doing makeup for a job, it's just a different thing.
It's a different thing.
It's like, it becomes like makeup becomes, or your beauty becomes your livelihood and it's not just your passion anymore.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm sure that happens to other people that are artists in some way. They're like painters who paint for fun and passion, and they start selling the pieces and they're like, wait, I need to create things that people would like want to buy.
Yeah.
And they start to think about that maybe potentially, because it's like, oh, wait, I have to like make the next
check.
Not
what you want to create, but what people want to buy. And see, that's like the same premise of what's going on your channel. Like, maybe you want it to just pick up the camera and film you going shopping for your video versus what people would want to watch. You know what I mean? So,
but it's I feel like I needed to. Yeah. Like, I feel like I had like, and like, honestly, this is like even like to anyone out there that even wants to make content or is making content. Like, if you feel like, even though it might not do this as best as other content does that's on your networks, like, try it anyway on your platforms, because it's like doing content for you is so important, not just doing it for everyone else that they just want to see that. And like, it's actually crazy, because like I have like obviously mutuals on TikTok and stuff like that, and I'll see them do like the little friends only, and I'll see them, and like a lot of them talk about like creator burnout, and they're already like burnt out on TikTok, and they've only been doing it for like a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, you have to like literally like do what you love to do as well. You can't just do what everyone wants you to do, just try to go viral, because you'll burn out so quickly and you'll lose the passion immediately. And it sucks. Like, that's why you have to like always diversify and get busy and do other different things.
Yeah.
Even like working out. I like working out now. I've been working out a lot more recently.
Yeah.
And it's like, why can't I ever show like some of the workout stuff? Like,
you should. I should. Angel shows workout stuff all the time. I love watching it.
He does it all the time. And it's,
he's showed his whole journey. It's really cool.
Which is inspiring.
It's really inspiring.
So inspiring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't I show some workout stuff?
You can.
I can. You totally but it's should. Funny how like when you feel like you're in one vertical, you feel like you can't do the other things.
Yeah.
So that's why even for me, like going into like obviously being beauty, but like teetering around in lifestyle and working out, all that kind of stuff, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do whatever makes me happy and passionate.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. Okay, right before we end,
to close out,
I want to ask Manny, what was your favorite? What's like one of your favorite type of videos you've ever done on your channel?
For me, my favorite videos I do on my channel, I think they'd have to be like the collabs where I'm glamming people.
Yeah,
like because I feel like it's so fun to be able to have a conversation, like it's and with like other people. Like I've done. Like I did the collab with obviously like Kesha with Halsey, and like getting to do collabs with them and having fun with them, but also getting to glam people and just kind of meet people in different communities.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's actually really, really fun to get to meet someone and glam them when they've never been glammed before.
Yeah,
you know, there's something like really so fun about it.
Seeing them enlightened and like so happy and lit up after their glam, of course.
Them being excited about their glam makes me excited about being glam.
I was talking to Lipstick Nick. She's a super amazing
makeup. Talented icon.
She's super talented makeup artist. Love her. And I was like, what's like your favorite? You have a passion for doing this, because girl, you be on set for 12 hours all the time and still just so happy to do it. I was like, what is it about it? And she was like, I literally every day transform people with makeup, the makeup I do. And I get to watch a couple hours go by. And by the time they're done, their complete attitude, their sass level is up. They're a different person.
She's like, I get confidence.
Yeah. She's like, I get to like watch that happen every day. And it's so cool because it's her artistry that like changes people.
That's exactly how I felt too. And like, even like getting to like glam my dad, who like me and him like had a very like tumultuous relationship in the past, where we weren't as close and it was really, really tough. But like, again, like I feel like the makeup like brought me together with him.
I got
and, like,
to glam my mom for a video.
You
got to
glam your mom. Is that your favorite one? Like, one
yeah,
of,
my
like favorite ones?
I haven't been able to watch videos with my mom at all. It's going to take me a few years to go back there. I'm glad I have them to know that they're there. And I'm going to get to watch them because I have quite a few videos with my mom on my channel because every time she would come, she loved the camera. You know she did.
Oh, she freaking she literally loved it.
Would be like, okay. She's so excited.
I've seen every single one with your mom, and they are always like my favorite videos on your channel because they're so great.
They're definitely my favorites.
They're the best.
With my mom.
It might take a little time.
I'm like, I can't watch them. Not yet. But one day, I'm going to get to.
Oh, for sure. And they're there.
They're there. Mm-hmm. I see the thumbnails. It's hard to even like to bring it up. No, literally, I see the thumbnails. I'm like, oh, so happy I have this.
Yes. Honestly, like, I'm so grateful that we even live in like a technology world like this.
I am too, because... like, you know,
beyond like, because like the things like this, like you have memories and you're able to like have them on your phone and like they'll never go away.
Yeah.
Like your channel will always be there. You're like the iCloud will always be like everything. The cloud's going to be there. The cloud. We're all going to be dead. The cloud's going to be still there.
But this cloud, your legacy will go on. It will go on.
And I'm also grateful. So I've filmed with every single one of my family members.
Yeah.
And so that's like what I'm grateful for, because in the same exact situation.
I've also met the coolest people through collabs. Like I've met so many people. I've glammed a lot of people on my channel. And I've got to meet a lot of different people. I've even glammed people like outside of beauty. I had Corinna come on.
Yes.
Baby Ariel come on. Mm-hmm. Kristen Hanscher come on.
Yes.
I think I glammed all of them. Maybe I did. I don't know.
It's fun.
Brooklyn Bailey. Oh my gosh. It's just like so many people outside of beauty that I never would have got to meet if it wasn't for that.
For makeup, and it wasn't for our channels, what we do.
Exactly. But before we close, I want to say this, because I have a lot of friends that are up and coming in beauty and like want to do this beauty thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want this video or this podcast to discourage that as saying it's going away. I don't think beauty's going away. And I think anyone can have an absolutely huge career in beauty still. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's going to be a different experience to get there.
It's the climb.
Yeah, it's going to be a different climb.
A different thing.
Because we had a climb.
We had a climb. It was just different for us.
But the climb's going to be different. But there still is a climb, and there still is a top to get to. So don't let this discourage you. Mm-hmm. Anything that you think you can do, you can do. And I still see up and coming people in beauty that blow up. You know,
I see people blowing up on beauty all the time.
Is it, you know, as many that were? No. It's less people that blow up.
It's not the same.
But that doesn't mean people aren't blowing up and that it can't happen. So.
They happen fewer in between.
Yeah.
But it still does happen. If that's your passion,
go for it, baby. Go for it.
And that's like even like me, like wanting to go and do a different content and have fun and do different things. Like that's a passion of mine. I want to pursue that. And even if it doesn't do as well, at least I'll be happy doing it.
Yeah.
And let's say if you want to do beauty content and it's not doing as well, at least you're happy, right?
Yeah.
Like, at least you're having fun with
it. Way worth it.
And you're doing it. And, like, honestly, something like that brings you joy, it's worth it. In lifestyle,
too, there's, like, less pressure.
Yeah.
Everything is, like, so less aggressive in lifestyle. It's, like, a very chill world I'm happy I entered into. But I'm rooting for everybody in beauty. And
I am, too.
Again, I'm always...
I'm rooting for us.
Rooting for you guys.
I'm rooting for us all, because I'm staying in beauty for sure.
It'll always be a thing.
Diversify.
And the thing is, I'll always be a glam girl.
Oh, always. And it's all you don't do. Like, you'll still do like a review here and there.
I'll do reviews.
For sure.
I'm cleaning out my makeup.
Yeah. PR unboxings.
And on IG story, be posting my makeup too.
Oh, you're right. And you'll do like a transition, a cute little fucking thing. Totally.
Like little moments.
You're still a glam girl. I'm still glam girl.
Whereas before it was like all beauty and I would sprinkle in lifestyle. Now it's all lifestyle and I sprinkle in my beauty. So you kind of get a little bit of both worlds.
100%. I'm going to do more sprinkling of lifestyle, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. A little more, a dab, a little salt bay.
Well, guys, that's it for this episode.
That's it for today's episode.
Oh, Manny thought he was getting out of his punishment, y'all. He thought, but Tyler remembered. Oh, put your headphones on.
The gag is, though, I remembered and I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
Do you see what he does? Do you see what he does? We can't let him get away, guys. Hey. We can't.
Tyler.
So, Laura, should we make him spill the beans on something, or should we make him physically do something? I'm going to give you your physically to do items. How about that?
How about you give me a physical and a thing, and I'll choose.
He can pick.
All right.
Yeah, I like that idea. So he gets a say.
You're going to either, it's a couple of different things.
Oh, how do you have a couple?
You can pole dance with an imaginary pole.
I'm are sorry. You? I just envisioned it. It's so good.
I'm imagining a ball chicken dancing. Okay.
Okay.
30 seconds.
You can dance without music for 60 seconds.
Horrible.
I would do that in literally a heartbeat. I have no issue.
Give Laura a lap dance.
I'll take it. That feels like punishing me, though.
Yeah, it's punishing you for sure. That's a double punishment.
You can attempt to do the jerk.
That's bad too, though.
Do the jerk.
Of all those,
that's what your options
okay,
are.
Okay, what about the spill one?
I think I want you to do one of these,
Tyler.
I would like to see him dance on an invisible pole.
That is not happening.
30 seconds.
No, I'd rather just attempt the jerk than
20 seconds.
I'm gonna attempt the jerk instead.
All right, clear out the coffee table. Fuck. Move the cameras. Let's get this thing going.
Are you
going.
Sure?
Yeah, take it in.
We have to do this.
All right, Manny. 15 seconds. Imaginary.
Okay,
pole.
There's. No,
15 seconds.
No.
I would do it.
Imaginary I can't do it, you guys.
I could easily.
No, I know you can't. I'm just right, not I'm as in. Good.
Like, I'm good at dancing on an invisible pole.
You are.
Oh.
You've been dancing on real poles.
That's right. Necker Island, 2017.
Oh yes. Ooh, you ain't ever going to see that again.
I can't do it. Okay, wait, it's kind of doing
it.
I'm kind of doing it. Ish. You try it.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. Hey, you're a jerk. It's so good.
This
you're a jerk.
The pole. This is me on the pole.
That's such a good song. You are the best pole dancer I've ever seen. Hey, hey, Laura, you're so good.
Sign off, guys.
You want a trivia little, again?
My little jerk. I'm exhausted from my little jerkin.
We hope you guys. You jerkin?
You jerkin?
That was
a chaotic episode.
That was chaotic.
I loved it. I loved every second of this episode. Thank you. Enjoyed it too.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
And we'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.